Item 5 is a subdivision at 90 Mitchelson Way under file DAS 49 of 2013. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following items will also be heard. Item 6, a variance at 90 Mitchelson Way under file DAV 174046 of 2013D. With the applicant, Susan Russell.
Susan Russell, McGowan Russell. The proposal put forward for a subdivision and a variance, two lots at 50.5 feet wide each, buildable residential lots. The third lot at 59 feet will be opened as a public right-of-way against the north property line to allow for the future extension of Cindy Clausen Way and subdivision of the adjacent lands to the east. I don't know if there's any questions with regards to the actual application. We've read the report, and we have a couple of questions or concerns that I'd like to bring up, if that's okay. The first item is under A.1. I'll just read it out. The developer shall dedicate and legally open property for the future extension of Cindy Clausen Way with an 18-meter wide right-of-way. And then in brackets it has 20 meters if the future land drainage sewer requirement is greater than 525 millimeters. That poses a problem for future development on the for the properties to the east. And in fact, we actually received, as part of in response to people in the community reading this report, concerns even with the 18-meter wide right-of-way, I thought I would just bring this up because the applicant, myself, and my client have no problem with what they're talking about, but of course we leave it up to the committee. They feel strongly that a 50-foot right-of-way will be necessary for the future development of the properties east of this particular property. It was the chair of the Residents Association working with John Wintrip that provided this. Bruce Adams is his name, Mr. Bruce Adams. They are requesting a reduced right-of-way because at 59 feet, it greatly impacts the existing properties and the future subdivision results in numerous challenges for them. So I thought I would just bring that up as part of this. So if what we're proposing under ours at a minimum is striking the 20 meters if the future land drainage sewer requirement is greater than 525 millimeters, given that 18 meters, they're saying, doesn't even work for them. The 20 meters completely does not work for them. So that's a request. The second, I have five things. The second is under B1, the services on Mitchelson Way. No problem with having to pay his fair share, but what he's asking for is that he pay his fair share on the developable lots. So instead of times 160 frontage feet, which includes the road right of way that he doesn't get any money for and isn't going to be using the services, that we multiply by 101 frontage feet for that one. For the sewer trunk charges, similar request. Right now they're basing it, I'm not sure how they calculate this, so it wouldn't be based on the road right away? Oh, thank you. Okay, so that's confirmed. It would be based on just the developable lots, so maybe that was just missed under item number one then, but just on the developable lots. And then same kind of thing goes all the way through this. On the regional transportation infrastructure, the 0.17%, was that based on just the developable lots, or was that based on the entire piece? So again, asking for it to just be on the developable lots, if that's the way it's calculated. And then the litter and refuse control and cleanup. Obviously, if that goes over to the City of Winnipeg, the road right-of-way, you will not be asking the developer to mow the weeds on the future road right-of-way. He would be only responsible for his two developable lots for clean up and those kinds of things. So that just wasn't clear in there. I just want to make sure that that's in there. And the last thing is requesting fair compensation for the right-of-way. I'm not sure how that normally works, but I know that was not addressed in this at all. I'm not sure what fair compensation is for the right-of-way. I know in other instances there has been compensation for a right-of-way. I'm just not sure if that's something that we are requesting anyways. So those are the five items.
If we could just summarize them again, or do you have a printout of your list?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Okay. So the concerns specifically were the 18 foot right-of-way plus the 20 meters.
The 18 meter right-of-way is what we had actually applied for three different ones, knowing that the surrounding residents really wanted the 50 foot right-of-way, but we were told that we can't make an application for anything less than 18 meters, so we used the 18 meters. But 20 meters we know is going to be extremely onerous for the adjacent property line, so we're hoping that we can strike the 20 meters and at a maximum make it work within the 18 meters. And then I just brought forward that we did receive emails from the residents, the president of the Residents Association, saying that even 18 meters is onerous for them. They're here and they're probably going to speak in support of this and say the same thing that I just said, so just for consideration for the committee.
Can you not accomplish the same thing as with the 15, if you went with the 18 foot right of way, could you not accomplish the same thing by using variances to reduce the setbacks of the homes?
Variances to reduce the setbacks on their existing properties, right? Perhaps? Yeah.
Because of the right of way itself, like the setback is from the property line, so yeah, you wouldn't need variances. If you had a larger right-of-way and you reduced the whole setback from the property line, then you could, I guess, do what you mentioned. So instead of having a 20-foot...
Existing properties is my understanding, but there are people in the audience that I know will speak that can speak to that better than I can. And then the other ones are the services on Mitchelson Way, sewer trunk charges, the regional transportation infrastructure, and the litter and refuse control and cleanup, all based on the developable lots and not on the lot that will be for the roadway. So those were the other ones. And then the last one was requesting fair compensation for the right-of-way.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Any questions at all? No?
Also in support is Chris Sidmu. Did you wish to speak? No. Bruce Adams, if you wish to speak, please come down. And I'll just call the next name. Also in support, Robert Jigiel, if you wish to speak, please come down.
Thank you, councillors, for the opportunity just to speak. I think the last time that I stood here in front of this committee representing the residents east of Mitchelson, we were speaking in opposition of the application because the previous owner was not talking to us, and so we were not in a place where we were actually knowing a part of what was going on or working together. The current owner of this property, we are working together and trying to work at the development of our properties east of Mitchelson. For a number of years we've been trying to do that, and now we're getting right close to a window of the possibility of seeing that happen. So we are speaking in support of opening up this piece of property and having a right-of-way, because we need this right-of-way also to extend St. Clausen Way. We do have concerns. We are deeply concerned with the width of 59 feet, 18 meters, I guess. The development north of us on our properties on Bonner have really hemmed us in on the north side. And because our lots on Bonner are set back some way, some distance, trying to work with a 59-foot right-of-way and then trying just to get a 100-foot lot on either side of that, 259 feet, is still going to cause some problems for houses with variances. I myself, under that scenario, will lose my in-ground pool even, and a significant investment, and others have other things that they have to do. But there are houses that have problems with even a setback on their house. We have been working together. We have John Winthrop as a consultant working with us, and we just got building location certificates last night. So we've had some delays with Pollock and Wright getting that stuff, but we've managed to get some of that together. John is here, and he can probably give you more of the details. But we have a narrow piece of property, that we're trying to create lots on to bring revenue for the city, for us even to fill in that space. But like I said, we have concerns. The development is complete north of us. We don't have any movement there. Our houses, we cannot move our houses. And so it creates a narrow piece. And so what we're asking is the city to seriously consider for this short piece of road a narrower right-of-way than 59 feet. Some of us will still have to potentially ask for some variances on the frontage even to get adequate distance on the back of these lots. So it's a difficulty for us. We're trying to work together. We're trying to see how best we can. We are working with the developer or the owner of Mitchelson to see if we can do this together. So we speak in support, but with concerns about the width of the right-of-way and the problems it's going to create for many of us.
Any questions? No. Okay, thank you very much.
Robert?
Good evening. Robert Giegel, G-I-G-I-E-L, at 751 Bonner Avenue. 15 months ago, I appeared before this committee in a rezoning matter for the same properties. At that time, as I am today, I was in favor of development and approval of the rezoning of the property. I indicated to the committee that there would be opposers to the rezoning then, as there may be in the future, and here we are now in that future. My talking points previously were quite lengthy, and if I recall, Councillor Wyatt even extended my time. As I gave the history of the adjacent piece of land north of Bonner Avenue and east of Mitchelson Way to Cindy Clausen Way. As a reminder, I had indicated that the development of the piece of land represented by approximately 10 landowners had been a non-consensual debate amongst those property owners for over 24 years. At that previous meeting before you, I was in favor of approving the rezoning of the property in the application in order to further development in the neighborhood, thus increasing the tax base and eliminating the tall grass, mosquito breeding ground, and the personal junkyards of the adjacent property owners that have amounted to inadvertent annexation of this vacant land by them. So I am here again in support of this application for those same reasons. While I am sympathetic and not technically opposed to other property owners who may be here to argue against the application or specific right-of-way questions, etc., my support, as before, is for progress and development. As I indicated previously, there has never been consensus among adjacent property owners in the past, and there may never be. Today is a good example and proof of that. No decision will make every single resident happy ever. Your decision this evening may be easier this time around. Your planning department of the city is in fact recommending that the application be approved. I too encourage the committee to approve this application. Thank you.
Any questions? Oh, thank you very much.
Also in support, Andre Trudeau. Did you wish to speak? No. Sandra Poitras and Don Poitras, did you wish to speak? Just registered. And Sandra and Rod Klink, did you wish to speak or just be registered? Just registered. Is there anyone else in support whose name has not been called? Okay. We now have... We have no one registered in opposition, so I'll read the names of people who have registered for information. Jason McKinney, did you wish to speak?
I just have one question now.
Well, then please come down.
Good evening. Sorry, I wasn't actually expecting to speak tonight. Jason McKechnie, 101 Mitchelson Way. I'm not in opposition. I came for information. My only question now is based on what was said earlier by the applicant. They said something about, because we don't know when Cindy Clausen Way is going to be extended. I live kind of kitty corner to what will be the proposed extension of Cindy Clausen Way. It was stated that they didn't want the responsibility of maintaining the weeds and things like that. I would prefer them to have to maintain that property until Sidney Clausen Way is actually built. Otherwise, it's just a weed-infested piece of property. So I guess my question is, is it going to be maintained properly or just left? So,
Jason, I think what we likely would see is similar to the lot that's right by there on I'm thinking of McIver and Clearview. There's that one vacant lot.
Yeah.
A handful of times a year, the city would go in and cut it down.
Could clear it up. Okay.
But probably not as frequently as you'd like, but...
Okay. Just as long as we don't have four-foot
fair enough.
Tall grass. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, Jason.
Also for information, Mike and Rosalie Chupinia, did you wish to speak? No. Peter Kotick?
Hi, Peter.
Good afternoon. My name is Peter Kotick. I live at 755 Bonner. I've lived there since I was a little boy. As a matter of fact, I lived in Bonner when there's only two houses. Ours is long gone, but I live adjacent to my old farmhouse. It wasn't much of a farm, but that's where I lived. As the previous members just mentioned, this has been going on for a long time. The only problem is that we tried to work with the past developer, and I guess he got tired of working with us, and he just decided to make the development on his own. And virtually, if you can imagine, this piece of land is like a canyon, but it's got great potential. And it's got great potential because some of us actually at one time were asked, can we grow our tomatoes in the backyard before these roads got built? Of course, that was long gone, and tomatoes were long gone. This is going to take some initiative from everyone, including the planner administration and certainly I'm a school trustee. I meant three councillors, with no disrespect, please. But we need some help. We need some help to be able to develop this land. Otherwise, it'll just be, as Mr. Rob Giegel said, where there's a lot of mosquitoes. And it's a bit of a pathway towards getting to Sidney Clausen Park. That's about all it is. And I've been cutting the grass religiously. My son used to golf in that area before those houses were built. But like I said, I think we need some help, and we need some true vision from everyone that I'm looking at. And with your help, and with the developer that we have now, Chris, I think we can develop this. And it would be a great compliment to North Kildonan. There's still, I think, a lot of people looking for land and infeasible in a safe, caring environment. Some of us might actually sell our properties on Bonner and maybe build another smaller house. We're trying to downsize. I have a house that's 2,200 square feet. But I could certainly build one maybe north of that, just right adjacent to it. And that's the kind of help we need. And I know that there might be some questions on snow. Well, this is once in a lifetime. Hopefully not ever to be repeated in my lifetime. But I think, like I said, hopefully we have the courage to do this, support this, and I would definitely ask you to support it as well. Thank you.
Questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Information, John Wintrop.
John Wintrop, 139 Roslyn Road. This has, to echo what Peter has been saying and some other speakers, this has been going on for quite some time. Ever since the first application was made for the entire Arrowwood Estates development under Jeff Rowati's predecessor. So they've been to many public hearings. I've gotten to know all these residents. They're all actually working together. They've all joined together. I've met with them several times in their backyards, et cetera, walked their lands, trying to sort through some issues. They're looking for some certainty here. They're willing to work together. They're working together with the developer, Chris, to do, but they need some cooperation from the City of Winnipeg to be able to see Sidney Clausen Way get extended all the way through the lands. It has to be feasible for them to be able to make it work. A 65-foot right-of-way, looking at the surveys, just it doesn't work. It would be beyond challenging to try to fit that through the back of the lands. Even 59 feet has a lot of challenges with it. Not all the houses are placed at the front of the property. Some are set back further than others. Many of the dwellings will need variances even without a 59-foot right-of-way. As Pastor Bruce Adams spoke, he'd have to lose his pool. The new property line would be 10 feet within his pool. A few of the houses would lose their garages. Sheds, gazebos, those could be easily relocated. Garages, a little bit more challenging but possible. Swimming pool, in-ground pool, that's quite a challenge to work with. They are on side. They do want to develop. They want to make an application to City of Winnipeg, and the intention is to make it this week. They ran into some difficulties. Unfortunately, their surveyor who was working on this at Public Right suffered a heart attack about 2 weeks ago, so we only got the information recently for the building location certificates, which was the first step towards making an application for a subdivision for all their lands. That's their intention. They want to work again with the developer. They want to see City Class and Way go through, but they do need some cooperation from City of Winnipeg. They're all cooperating with each other and with Chris to do, but they're looking for something in return from the city at the same kind of level of cooperation. I hope I reflected what some of the residents have been speaking about. They asked that I did speak on their behalf and raise some of those points, but I'm open to any kind of questions that the committee has.
Appreciate your efforts on this one. I know this has been a long, ongoing one, and glad to see that the current property owner is participating and working with the neighborhood. So I appreciate your time and efforts this evening.
Thank you.
And the last person I have registered for information is Roger Labossier. Did you wish to speak? No? Just registered? Is there anyone whose name has not been called who wishes to speak to this application?
Before we call back the applicant, we could just maybe have a couple minutes with the public service. compensation for right-of-way, does that ever happen? Is it common? What's?
Well, there are cases when the city buys, would, you know, purchase a right-of-way, and there's a price that they pay. Typically, when you subdivide land and there's a right-of-way that you have to give up, you dedicate the right-of-way.
Right.
So it's not common that the city would purchase right-of-way, only if they need it. In this case, it's sort of the opposite. The applicant is applying for a subdivision here.
Some of the issues that the applicant made in terms of litter cleanup and responsibility for the property, I guess if it's not their property anymore, if it's a right-of-way,
it's
no longer there.
It's a city right-of-way.
Yeah. It becomes the city's property and city's responsibility to maintain and care for that land.
And it's something that the city actually debated, if you want, you know, whether we keep it as, have the homeowner keep it as a right-of-way, or keep it as a lot, and then take it as a right-of-way later on, and then have them maintain it.
So the idea is, though, to take it as right-of-way now and take ownership of the land?
The reality is, if the homeowner... I mean, for them to maintain it in perpetuity doesn't make sense either. So they just give it up anyways.
Okay. Great. Thanks,
Greg. So, yes, it becomes a city property.
Okay. Thanks, Greg. Go ahead.
So I really have nothing to add other than I'm here to answer any questions. If there's any concerns with anything that we had brought, doesn't sound like it from what Greg's saying that... is any concerns with the issues that we brought forward, at least from an administrative standpoint. So, and then just again with the right-of-way width, just to reiterate, my client Chris Sidhu is completely supportive of whatever the committee feels they have to do to help the further development of the properties to the east. So if the committee believes that this should be reduced, and I actually have plans, I brought them in case you needed them, of showing the change that would happen if this was only a 50-foot wide right-of-way or a 55-foot right-of-way. I do have those if needed, as it was brought up. So I don't know if you need them, but let me know when I did bring them with me, if it's something that you are considering.
Do you have a copy handy? Could you
give
it to the clerk?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay. No, I think we're good.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. I'm going to take a 5-minute break.
Good morning. Thank you.
And all those in favor, opposed, carried.